A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. The Word of the Lord. In a recent talk, Dominican sister Annie Willits invited her listeners to consider the concept of home and asked us, "Where do you live?" She then raised the question, what does it mean to belong to a family, since the idea of family is so often closely related to that of home? Speaking to a group of Dominicans, she then asked us, what does it mean to belong to the Dominican family? Dominicans live, she suggested, in relationship. And being part of the Dominican family is central to our identity. I agreed with what she was saying, but I found myself having to do some serious soul-searching because, admittedly, there are some whom I would rather not acknowledge as sister or brother in this family of Dominicans. He's too liberal. She's too conservative. She wears the habit. He doesn't. She's too active. He's too contemplative. He's too outspoken. She doesn't speak up enough. That province does this while this congregation does that, and we can fill in the blanks. Whatever it is, there is often something that prevents me from seeing the other as sister or brother rather than as stranger or alien. I suspect that the followers of Jesus struggled with the same judgments when Jesus began to call forth those who would be apostles, as we hear proclaimed in today's gospel. I can imagine the comments. Peter, he's too impetuous. Andrew knows nothing but fishing. James and John, when those two are together, they're like sons of thunder. Matthew, he's nothing but a cheat. And as for the two whose feast we celebrate today, Simon is too radical in his zealous ways, and Jude, he is a hopeless case. With the likes of these, Jesus was not exactly surrounding himself in a peaceful communal environment. Yet these initial strangers and aliens to each other became members of the one household of God, bound together by their love of the Lord. As we gaze upon the landscape of the world today, we cannot help but see that we live in a time where peoples are divided one from the other, strangers and aliens. Catholics and Protestants, Israelis and Palestinians, Democrats and Republicans, Muslims and Christians, heterosexuals and homosexuals, the rich and the poor, the hungry and the filled, immigrants and naturalized citizens, women and men. For all our new insights and growing consciousness, despite the technological advances and social networking available at our fingertips, we sadly remain strangers, alienated from each other, only able to see that which separates us rather than our common humanity. It's a situation that can lead to deep despair, unbound hopelessness, and loss of faith. But Paul's letter to the Ephesians calls us to a new awareness of who we are in Christ Jesus. In the verses preceding today's passage, Paul acknowledges the two different groups who were having a hard time recognizing and accepting the other, the Jews and the Gentiles, the circumcised and the non-circumcised. Christ is our peace, Paul says. In his flesh, he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. Christ did this once and for all time. No longer are we to be strangers and aliens to each other, divided by races, nationalities, social classes, gender, sexual preferences, political parties, provinces, or congregations. No longer are there to be insiders and outsiders in our lives, in our communities, and in our church. No longer is there to be hostility between us. Our baptism and our love for the Lord call us to be something so much more, members of the very household of God. We have been consecrated, made holy, and set apart to be in relationship with God and with each other. To be in relationship with God is to be reconciled with each other, recognizing and accepting each other as sisters and brothers, as all beloved by God. When we come to live into this reality, despair turns to hope, fear turns to trust, falsehood to truth, anger to peace, and doubt to conviction. You are no longer strangers and aliens, but citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God. Where do we live? We are called to live in hope, trust, truth, peace, and conviction. We are called to live as brothers and sisters in the one family of the Lord Jesus. We are called to live in the dwelling place of God, that is, in the very heart of God.